Well, let's say Rotary Foundation, which is an arm of Rotary International, our philanthropic arm really, has five areas of focus. One of them is economic development. And this conference focuses on economic development. You know, when you develop the economy, and when I mean develop the economy, I'm not just saying put up buildings, I'm talking about sustainability and empowering people, it is a sort of a panacea for many, many ills. Most of the time you find problems of any nature, it is mostly in deprived areas. So this conference focuses on economic development, on sustainable projects. It's a learning situation where we will bring in people from who are experts in the field, people who have practically succeeded, and then hopefully there will be a takeaway from the conference where we go back to Rotary clubs and then try and do some of these projects. I mean, Rotary understands that we cannot resolve all the ills of the world, but certainly rather than cursing the darkness, we can light a candle. So we're hoping that we can light many, many candles after this conference.
And when you speak of economic development, are you speaking globally or do you have a particular focus?
Well, economic development is, I mean, it really falls in line with the sustainable goals of United Nations. And it is something which is applicable globally. I know there are delegates at the conference from nearly 20 or 25 countries. Most of them would probably be in Africa. So at this point, our focus is in Africa, but there is no need to believe that it cannot be replicated or duplicated elsewhere.
And what do you hope to see come out at the end of this meeting?
I think that at the end of the meeting, having listened to some of the people they've put together, I don't know them, but they're all highly recommended and they have excellent CVs. I think Rotarians will go back to their clubs with plenty of ideas. You see, part of the problem is when good, well-meaning people meet, like everything else, sometimes you have a bankruptcy of ideas, of knowledge, of understanding that here is something that can be successfully done without a colossal amount of money. So what we hope to succeed is at the end of these conferences, each one focusing on something, we go away, number one, publicizing where we have succeeded, and number two, others learning from the success to see that whether we could replicate it elsewhere.
Finally, just to wrap up our conversation again for the benefit of our listeners, if you could reflect more on some of the issues that Rotary is particularly concerned with, especially in Africa?
Well, Rotary, from the headquarters point of view, has only one corporate project. That's the eradication of polio. And Rotary, working with the governments, we've got three or four partners, WHO, UNICEF, CDC, and the Gates Foundation. We have succeeded in eradicating polio from Africa, which is a colossal achievement. We are now down to only two countries around the world, Afghanistan and Pakistan. The whole of last year, I mean, when we started, there were 350,000 cases. Now, I use the word cases in a very, a superficial sort of way, because cases really means children. And from 350,000 children who were getting paralyzed, who were being affected, whose limbs were being afflicted, we were down to 73 last year, and this year so far we've had only two, and hopefully by next year we'll come down to zero. That means that it's only the second disease in the world which is being eradicated. First was smallpox. So that's Rotary at an African level. But in each community, maybe in South Africa, maybe in Rwanda, maybe in all the African countries, they will focus on what they believe is essential for them at that time. I mean, obviously, these are all volunteers. They can't resolve all the issues. Water is one. Health is something else. I mean, the type of health camps we run, just getting through to communities, making sure their nutrition intake is right, teaching them about basics of health, like washing after a meal, washing after going to the toilet, and so on.